Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, welcome inside. Final hour tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I'm going to eat that ass up.
Where 25 and a half hours from now, Harmon, you and I and Teicher are going to see Top Gun Maverick. It's so exciting. I can't wait.
So what kind of snacks am I sneaking in?
I would bring in no. You can say definitely. Snow caps. That was always my big one.
Is that your favorite? Okay.
Oh, snow caps. I love snow caps. Yeah, they were the best. Now I kind of default to Bunch of Crunch, and we're definitely gonna get popcorn too. It's a 2.5 hour movie. I mean, it's a long movie.
Yeah, popcorn okay. Better be included.
I got to pay for the tickets and the popcorn?
You want me to say, is Goose back every 8 minutes? Yeah. I mean, come on.
Okay, I'll buy you popcorn if you're definitely going to do that. Every 8 minutes.
Dude,
that would
no
be,
doubt.
Hang on. So that would be 6, 7.
It's like a 2 11-hour or 2 minute.
That would be That would be 15 times in the movie.
You
would
alarm that. Keeps going off. Highway to the Todd Teichert.
Here's the thing. I just had a flashback to one of the I haven't thought about this story in years. I actually saw a big time bar fight
between two NFL fan bases. I'm going back like 15 years now. There's this bar I used to go to watch NFL games on. It's an NFL bar. And there was a group of
Seahawks
fans.
Is the bar still in existence?
Oh, yeah, it's still there. It's still there, yeah. Oh. And there's a bunch of Seahawks fans there, and they were all sitting together. You know, they got TVs all over the bar, right? And there was a bunch of fans. I think they were being Raider fans would be too perfect, but it wasn't Raiders fans. I forget what team they were rooting for, but I remember that this group of Seahawks fans were sitting around watching the game, and every time the Seahawks got a first down, they would do the original Quest Field chant of, and that's another Seattle Seahawks first down, right? And they did it all the time. So every time there's a first down, they did it, and it kept upsetting people. I remember I turned to my wife and I go, there's going to be a fight. And she goes, why? I go, because nobody is going to like that in about, I don't know, a half hour or so. And sure enough, they kept doing it. And people kept yelling, could you stop? And they did it louder. I said, okay. I said, all right. And then all of a sudden I heard, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I look up and there's like six people and it's all the Seahawks fans. And they're all trying to fight off people who are like attacking them on their bar stools. And I go, oh, see, I told you. And they all got thrown out at the same time. And I said, oh, that's unfortunate. You can't throw all the people who are just fighting out at the same time. All they're going to do is fight in the sidewalk.
That's all right. They're outside the establishment.
And he kept doing it.
Got to be something in the liability insurance clauses there.
After like the 15th time, I said, there's going to be a fight. People are going to be really mad. Sure enough, that happened. That's what will happen to Teicher tomorrow night. Like, I think people will think it's funny the first couple of times if he does, but then people are going to get mad. Like the first guy, ha ha, that's funny. Oh, he's gonna keep doing it.
Well, especially at that time of night, because you've made it a priority to come see one of the first screenings of this epic masterpiece that we've been waiting on for 36 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of a big deal.
It is, and it's gonna be interesting to see how long Teichert goes without any sort of other interaction from people.
Is
hey, I'm Alex Teichert. I'm Alex Teichert. I'm doing this on a dare. I'm doing it on a dare. It's a dare. It's a dare.
Dude, I'm way classier than that. Nobody will even know.
Okay. All right. What are you going to do? Blame Harmon? Hey, it's this guy's fault.
No, it's all timing. Like the drops. I'm just going to wait for the perfect spot and be like, so Goose coming back?
Yeah. You're going to bring your drop machine with you into the theater?
I am
just
the drop
hitting,
machine.
Start hitting drops. Just, you know, Maverick, you know, kills a bad guy. And you play the Tim Tebow. I love it. Wait, where'd that come from?
You mean like that machine that used to have to be carried up and down all the time?
Oh, the Jim Moore one, yeah. I just hope they do that line from the first one where they say you can't handle the truth. That's all I hope.
Yeah, maybe they put that in. I mean, they may not.
I hope
I'm not quite sure. That might be in there. It might not be. But if it is, that'd be interesting.
So much power behind it.
It is. And it's a very powerful line. It's
is Goose alive? You can't handle the truth.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. With Top Gun now coming to us, oh my goodness, it's so exciting.
Heard the advance of Friday's show.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. Top Gun. We're going to tomorrow night's just going to be Warriors, Mavericks, Top Gun, Top Gun, Top Gun, Top Gun, Warrior, Top Gun, Top Gun, Top Gun, Top Gun, Mets are off, Top Gun, Top Gun. That's kind of what it's going to be. And then we'll give you a four-hour breakdown. Maybe we'll just air the movie on the show on Friday night. We'll just air it in its entirety.
That would be a bold strategy.
We'll bootleg it. You go and bootleg it, right? And we'll bring it.
What about Rocket Rerun Stubs?
We'll just bootleg it. No, Tyshirt's probably got the best thing to do. Like, he's probably got the best thing for that.
Which doobie you be?
Yeah, I know.
Taking it to the street.
Taking it to the street. That's one thing I miss about New York is that you could get bootleg copies of movies so easy. Like, and you could go into like a nail salon and they would have I can get bootleg. There's a bootleg copy of that movie there. Yeah, $5. Oh, okay, great. You get them anywhere.
Didn't it come out yesterday? Yep. It's like straight out of that Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, that's what it was. I mean, you
listen,
would be,
Fellini, I don't need it. Just get it on the street.
The industry didn't pass me by. It got too small for me, actually. So while we are getting ready for that, the Nets did something today where I can say good for Brooklyn. Reports came out earlier today. The Nets are not going to give Kyrie Irving a contract extension that he wants due to his injury history and his vaccination decision that kept him away from the team for a long time this year. Also factoring in, I'm sure, are the facts that he decided to step away from the team numerous times, not involving the vaccination. And I say good for the Nets. I didn't think they'd have the guts to do it. I didn't. I didn't think they would. For the life of me, I said they're just going to say we're stuck going all in with KD and Kyrie, and you know we got rid of James Harden, okay, but we're just stuck with them. And now it's no, we're not going to give you this contract extension, which is the idea is what you have to do because he's clearly not dedicated enough to basketball. And whatever you want to say about Kyrie Irving for reasons he's not dedicated to basketball, and he gets hurt a lot. Right, so why would you want to give a guy that kind of money? He only plays basketball now to further whatever else he wants to do. He's talking about being a leader with the Nets. Nets can't wait to get rid of him. He wants to run the team with Joe Tsai and everybody. No, it's not happening. Right, the Nets want to get rid of you, and now they are forcing him into a win-win decision for the Nets. If he opts in, okay, he's got 1 year, and then we can move on, or you know, who knows if we can trade whatever it is. If he amps up his trade value, whatever it winds up being, but maybe he says, screw it. I think I can get more money on the market. I'm opting out. I want to go get a big long-term max deal from somebody. Well, the teams are going to give that to you aren't teams you want to go to. Those are the teams that have the money to do it. You don't want to go there. So the Nets are in a win-win situation, and they know that they need to move on from this invention of the big three. It just isn't working, right? It's not. And like I said, I didn't think they'd do it because it might piss off Kevin Durant, all these different things, but they know that this path isn't working. So it's almost addition by subtraction if he winds up leaving. But drawing their line in the sand, we're not going to give this to you. You want to act the way you did over the past couple of years? Fine. We supported you through all of it. When you were injured, when you needed time away, when you didn't want the vaccination. But now you know what? There's going to be some repercussions for that. And understand that this is a business. And you want to think it's one way, but it's not. This is a business. We paid you $40 million last year, and we got 26 games out of you, right? And that wasn't nearly enough, and we embarrassed ourselves with another early exit in the playoffs. So, yeah, decisions have ramifications when it comes to business. If you don't want to be around, if you don't want to come into work, well, guess what? We're not going to do all we can to keep you. So now we're moving on. Good for the Nets for doing this.
Yeah, I look at it as a decision to just – you got to break the chain, right? You try the big three one way, didn't work. Harden's out. Whether he was upset completely at Kyrie Irving or there were a myriad other issues at play, that didn't work. You brought in Ben Simmons. He never saw the court. And now he had surgery. Okay, so back surgery combined with whatever the mental blocks are of getting him back on a court, there's no light at the end of the tunnel for what that team looks like as currently constituted. And with Kyrie Irving, only 30 years old, but as you mentioned, injury history and all the questions of dedication to team, as much as he can talk about being a leader, has he been a leader? No. Right? Some got hoodwinked into still voting him as an all-NBA player based on history, reputation. And when he was on the court, don't let me, you know, mince words. I mean, he was impactful, but was he that level guy? No. Clearly, he wasn't there often enough to, A, garner your vote, but, two, to really do anything substantive for them, right? I mean, they barely leaked into where they were playing meaningful basketball in the final weeks of the season. So I understand maybe you want one of these meetings, the brain trust, all right, where's your head and what do you want to do? Because he is, again, only 30. There should be plenty of good basketball of what he wants to do. But where you've had him during his tenure there, coming off an injury, and then the buy-in was not anywhere close. I don't know, what would you call it in terms of a percentage? sub 50, right?
Yeah.
So why would you bring that back? Even if it's going to upset Kevin Durant and upset the apple cart of what you're doing short term, the opportunity to move forward and just forget about a failed experiment is probably to your benefit. They're on the hook for what? About $37 million or so for this upcoming season. So maybe you find a trade partner. Maybe does the final year with them. Whatever the case may be on this player option, or who knows, someone comes to the table with a giant offer that wows him and brings him on board. But I don't know that I'd push forward. I said it weeks ago when it comes to him and Westbrook and James Harden and Ben Simmons. Like, I don't want any of the four. Like, I'm done with all of it. I'll find another younger player that doesn't have the championship acumen or of a Kyrie Irving or the expectations that you've had from Harden and Westbrook all these years. Nope. Give me the younger, cheaper option and a guy that still buys into the concept of team and that I can still mold on both ends of the court. That's the guy I want at this point.
Well, I'll tell you this. Just get ready for the Kyrie for Russell Westbrook stories to be dominant tomorrow.
Well, now that Westbrook wants a trade.
Yeah, get ready for that. According to some sources, Westbrook wants a trade from the Lakers. This is something that Rick Bucher told us he's going to continue to chase down. The Westbrook, Kyrie Irving, of course, that's going to run. And maybe John Wall gets involved, right? Maybe it becomes a three-team
deal. You keep trying to make John Wall happen. Every
but
time
you know
those two
coming.
Names come out, there's John Wall. Guy's been sitting on a couch for the better part of 2.5 years. But look, the Irving for Westbrook, I guess if we're going to do the shuffling deck chairs theory that you brought up earlier, there you go. There's your next generation of it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of general tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Is Goose alive?
In a real goose will make a really bad mistake in the sky. He'll hit the canopy and he'll hit it on his way to the ocean.
Spoiler
the
alert.
Sea. It will take
the
goose
canopy
away.
Didn't break away.
I hope they're all dead.
Oh, whoa, whoa. It's just Goose. It's just Goose. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. But, you know, it's not all about Top Gun. You know, but before we get into that football story I told you about, today is the 45th anniversary of the release of Star Wars.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
Star Wars came out 45 years ago today. And for all the stuff, look, we talk a lot of, you know, pop culture here on the show and, look, movies and TV and stuff that's good. Like I always say, you may not like some of the sports takes, but the TV and movie takes, right on. Star Wars, it's pretty simple. You can say so many things about it, but for everybody who grew up and watched Star Wars, and it just happened to me, it was my sweet spot. I was 7 years old when I saw Star Wars. It's why I fell in love with movies. It's why I'm such a movie and TV fan today. It's that simple. The first time, it was one of the first movies I had ever seen. I think the only movie I'd ever seen before that was like Raggedy Ann and Andy. And maybe I went to go see Winnie the Pooh, and not this Winnie the Pooh horror movie they're going to make.
Isn't that
going to
be great? Look at that.
Oh, man.
Goes back into the public domain, and now, boom.
The Heffalump is going to get us. I think I'd gone to see a couple of animated movies, and then I went to see Star Wars. And I remember the first time I saw Darth Vader. He comes out, you know, that's not Darth Vader, jerk.
It could be.
The stormtroopers break through as they attach the rebel ship, and Darth Vader comes walking through, and you hear the Empire theme. And I remember I got really small in my seat, and I said, "Oh my God, what is this? Who is this? He's so scary."
Impressive.
And that was it, man. I was hooked for my entire life. I was hooked on movies from that moment. That was it. First time I saw Darth Vader, I was done. I had nothing I could do.
45 years later, you are so ready for Friday. You'll have had your first run of Top Gun. You'll be ready for your second Stranger Things. And then the Obi-Wan Kenobi series begins with the first two episodes. Getting ready to load out. I'm so excited. Let's go.
It's almost too much this weekend, right? Like Top Gun, great. Stranger Things, okay.
Yeah, but now you have a holiday weekend.
Now we're going to add Kenobi on. I'm like, ooh, something's going to struggle this week. Something's not going to get the view. But it is a holiday weekend. Holiday, holiday, holiday. But I think three in a week. Weekend is too much. Even with a 3-day weekend, I think it's too much.
Yeah, no, I think they'll each find their respective audiences, and the crossover in the Venn diagram would blow people's minds. But with the amount of media we consume as a society right now, that's pretty light lifting on a relative scale. It'll be fine.
Okay, all right. I hope it is. I mean, look, I'm
2.5, 4.5 plus whatever Stranger Things is. Yeah, that's
easy. That's my thing. But here's the thing: is getting through all of Stranger Things. Like, can you get through all?
Are they releasing
it
all at once?
Well, all except the final two episodes. You're getting everything except the final two, which are out the beginning of July. And but every episode is like at least 85 minutes. And I think the last two episodes are like 4 hours each. It's like something insane like that.
Yeah, I just think that when it's all said and done, over a 3-day holiday weekend, and then add Friday in for good measure. Yeah, people have plenty of time. Consume that amount of media.
All right.
And whatever they're going to consume at the family barbecue or block party or festival that they go to in between their kids' soccer tournaments, softball tournaments, etc., and whatever they're drinking. Yeah, plenty of time.
Okay.
I got drinking in
hope
twice.
You're right. You did, because that's a lot to do, and with the drinking. That's a lot to get in. I think you're
it's a holiday weekend. I got to call it what it is.
All right. Very good. Very good. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. How about this? Just a couple months ago, he was the number one pick in the draft, and now he was released. But he's got a new home, and his new team plays his old team on Saturday. Shea Patterson, the number one overall pick in the USFL draft. Jeff Fisher making a big midseason move.
Set up, done.
They are 1-5, and despite the fact that Patterson is third in the league in passing, former Michigan quarterback, he was released by the Michigan Panthers earlier today and then claimed by the New Orleans Breakers. They play Saturday. So, potentially, if he can master a new offense, if that's what they want to do, Patterson could play against his old team on Saturday night.
Just announced on Twitter. They waived him and added Orion Stewart. That's it. That's the amount of data that came through. But, yeah, number one overall pick in a league trying to find its way, passing for 973 yards, rushing for another 171. What was the expectation there, Coach?
Well, maybe this will spur the Panthers on, and Jeff Fisher wins like three of his next four, and he finishes 4-6, which is the USFL equivalent of finishing 7-9.
There you go. He entered the season with that competition at QB from Paxton Lynch. Lynch got injured early in the season, leaving him with no competition. Josh Love claimed off waivers from the
Wait, Jordan Love is going to be starting quarterback?
No, don't do that.
You just said
don't
it, Jordan
that.
Love.
No, I did not Jordan say
Love.
That.
You said Jordan Love.
Josh.
I think you said Jordan Love. Okay, all right.
I'm sure you can find tape of me saying Jordan Love and lay it over the top and create some controversy. No question about it. And someone would say, yeah, he's going to be in the USFL next year. Oh, boy.
There it is, buddy. Jeff Fisher. Now we're going to do it. We're going to win three out of our last four. We're going to be 4-6. That's Jeff
Fisher. What you
Fisher.
Call shaking it up.
Oh, shake it up, shake it up, shake it up, shake it.
You see that kind of transaction, like, what's the end game here, Coach? Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, especially since that's like the guy's awful. I mean, like I said,
he had a bad interception in that last game.
Yeah, but he's third in the league in pace. Not dead last. He's not the And Jeff Fisher throwing Shea Patterson under the bus to say, don't
it's all his
me.
Fault.
I want to stay USFL head coach. It's all the quarterback.
Who's fault. Better at throwing their players under the bus? Those are poll questions. Jeff Fisher, Doc Rivers. Who else do you want to throw in there?
Maybe he'll sign Sam Bradford. I mean, he hasn't played in a while. Sam Bradford come back and play in the USFL for a little bit.
No, Sam Bradford was the last guy to cash one of those big novelty checks, man.
That's right, he was. He was the last guy to get all that money. He was the last
guy. Good for him.
Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We have a big story out of the NFL coming your way in about 90 seconds. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Colin Kaepernick had his workout with the Raiders today, and it was surprising in that we got the report from Adam Schefter, ESPN, earlier in the day. Kaepernick's going to work out with the Raiders. Oh, Kaepernick. And then it happened, and it's done, and he worked out. It's okay, a little weird. Scheduled, he's working out. People are going crazy over this story, right? Look, and I like a hot take as much as anybody else. You know, I like something when I can say, hey, this is what I see. But the Kaepernick story is, you know, it's been 6 years of, is he coming back? Is he not? Do teams want to sign him? Do they not? Does he want to play? Does he not? So this is one where I'm going to believe it when he's suited up week one and he's on the Raiders sideline. Right? Because even if he does sign with the Raiders, it could be a Tim Tebow thing with the Jaguars where he's going to come back for a little bit, sell some jerseys, who knows, and then the Raiders let him go. I mean, I'll believe it when he's there week one, because for the last 6 years, could the NFL have made it a little bit easier for him to get back in? Of course they could have. Wherever you stand on the collusion part of keeping him out, the NFL could have made it easier to get him back in 2017, 2018, 2019, right? They could have made it easier. Once things calmed down for the NFL and they felt, okay, this is all right. Hey, now we can push and let Colin Kaepernick back in the game. They came up with Roger Goodell had a press conference. He said, hey, we'd love for Colin to play. They set up a big tryout for him in Atlanta a year ago. So, but yeah, early on, the NFL could have done more if they wanted him back in. Colin Kaepernick clearly could have done more if he really wanted back in the NFL. He could have gone to play in the CFL and shown I can still sling it, right? He could have been more desirous of getting into a position where, hey, I want to go play. What teams do you need me to talk to before I work out? All we got was, oh, his agent would send out emails and says, oh, no one wants to try out. He could have done it a little bit more, because Kaepernick's identity became, in the last few years, in addition to, hey, all the stuff he did for social justice, it was, well, now he's the blackballed NFL player, and that's part of who he was, and that's part of his popularity. So did he really want to get back in the league? No, I don't think he really did, because if he did, when it came time to the NFL putting out that tryout form a year and a half ago, instead of saying, screw it, I'm not going, I'm going to go up to Atlanta to do, I'm going to go to a different location to do this, why did you do that? The NFL sent all kinds of scouts there to watch you throw, and then the rumor was he wanted to use it as part of a Nike commercial, and then the NFL said no, and so he wound up moving to a different location, hoping people would go follow him there. The NFL didn't really want him in. He didn't really want to play. So now do I leave it open to the fact that this could be the time for him to come back? Yes, because enough time has gone by. The NFL is – clearly okay with Kaepernick getting back in the game and coming back in. They wouldn't have set up the thing last year or year and a half ago if they didn't. And maybe Kaepernick is at the point where it's, okay, I've done all I can. I want to stay relevant. I got to get back in the NFL to do so. I'm 34. I still have a few more years left. Whether I play, if I'm a backup, it doesn't really matter, but I want to get back in. So I'm clearly going to leave it open that maybe this could be the time where it happens. There are NFL teams that need players, and the Raiders giving him a chance. Hey, he's going to sell a lot of jerseys, man. He'll sell a lot of jerseys. He goes to the Raiders. He'll be the number one selling jersey in the world. But when it comes to believing this story, when he's on the team and suited up week one, that's when I'll believe Colin Kaepernick wants to play in the NFL, and the NFL wants him back, and he's there. Because it's been too much has gone by. So I'm always going to be dubious of this every time. Every few months, there's a Colin could be coming back story, and we don't get anything from it. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with this.
Well, if nothing else, you know there was a workout. How much of a workout? I don't know. Mark Davis was talking about it in the past, saying, hey, he deserves a shot, just like Pete Carroll had said. Okay, so he got a workout. What the scouting part of things, the coaching staff, coordinators, head coach, I don't know who's in attendance, how many people were on that field and what he was asked to do and what they took him through, but there's part one. So now we wait for whatever the results of part one are. And if it progresses to mini camps and actually getting signed and pushing through, then sure. Then you at least start getting tape together and a resume for this iteration of whatever Colin Kaepernick is at this point. And we always know quarterbacks are scarce, right? And teams generally realize that their backups, well, they don't want as their backups pretty fast. The most popular guy until he takes a snap or two. And then if you got long-term injuries, well, it opens that door even more. And at this point, yeah, it's far removed. All of those incidents. Doesn't mean there's still not going to be vitriol. Doesn't mean there's not fan bases and ownership groups that'll still be either dead set against it or reticent to do so based on some expectation of loss or revenue, whatever. But we talk about it with the Raiders, between jersey sales, all those directly. And if he's part of the team, the doors that might open to some of the sponsors and partnerships that maybe haven't been there the last couple of years, for the Raiders looking financially, yeah, potential for a huge windfall. As for the football side of it, I'm curious. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't, right? But I don't know that it comes to anything of substance. I hope for the sake of the NFL, if he's got an arm and the acumen to play, that he does get another chance. Just like everybody else, you, whatever job you do, the chance to show up until you're told you can't do it anymore. And right now, he hasn't been given that and hasn't done that in terms of his play on the field.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. And doesn't it seem a little weird that Kaepernick is here, he's worked out, if he's really going to get signed? I mean, just trying to play this out a little bit here. Now, if the Raiders really wanted Kaepernick to sign him, wouldn't it be a story of, hey, we're going to put this out there, Kaepernick's going to work out, we're going to gain a lot of momentum, and then we're going to sign him, and it's going to be a big story. To have him get, hey, Kaepernick is working out, and then to have it get out like he's already done, he's already worked out, does that mean they're going to sign him? I mean, I think working somebody out under the cloak of darkness, which is kind of what they did, I don't know if that portends to him being signed. I mean, I'm just spitballing here, but I think if you're going to sign Kaepernick, you really want to do it. If you're an NFL team, you kind of say, okay, we're going to take a look at this situation. We're going to leak it that we're going to work him out, and we see what the reaction is and see what everybody says. Okay, then we're going to work him out. We're going to see what the reaction is. Then we're going to make a decision, because it's only May, right? If you're signing a lot of quarterbacks, doing a lot of things, are they really going to sign him? I mean, they could surprise us tomorrow and suddenly Josh McDaniels says, yes, I saw what I need to see, he's in, he's our quarterback. But if you were going to do it, if you were serious about it, there's enough stuff going on with him that wouldn't you want to just make sure everything is good? He really wants to play, we really want to make sure we got him, we all our quarterbacks are okay with him coming in if we signed him. Don't you go through a little bit more X's and O's and checking boxes before it's just, oh, he's here, he's worked out? It's like, I think you play that out a little bit longer, don't you?
I would just hope that it's the other way. Is that that's the way it went in the past, and what did that do for anybody? Just a lot of stories, a lot of finger-pointing, a lot of anger and vitriol. This way, you got your workout in, and that part's done. And now it's just evaluation time, and folks can react however they're going to at this point. The census taking of the last time just turned into an absolute circus, which is why we had the, you know, attempt at a workout that got co-opted and changed and switched over and trust wasn't there, etc. If everybody got to the table and at least got to a workout, that means they cut through all the garbage that precluded it being, I think, from all sides seen as an honest attempt at an evaluation. So I'll give them credit for that more so than worrying about what the underlying meanings are.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. No one close to you should have to endure the dreaded knock on the door from a police officer who must tell your loved one that you were killed in a car crash because you weren't wearing your seatbelt. So please don't risk it. And remember, click it or ticket. Brought to you by NHTSA. Well, straight ahead, we got some big, bold predictions coming your way for the next two games in the NBA playoffs. Keep it right here, Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. And just to always let you know that if you ever hear the phrase, hey, never say anything to somebody or never say anything about somebody you wouldn't want repeated back to them, right? You always say that. Never,
sure.
Never gossip about somebody because it could wind up getting back to them. We told Monty a few minutes ago, Monty Bolaños, our update anchor, she said, oh, I got to call in sick this weekend for Stranger Things. And I said, never call in sick on the air. Never say it. It's not going to work for you. And 3 minutes ago, our boss, Scott Shapiro, texted us saying, yes, that excuse will never work. So he's listening to the show. He knows. Look, he listens all the time. But just so you know, he listens. And now if Monty calls in sick. No. This is not for you to kiss up to Scott. This
I wasn't kissing up.
He's already told me he's questioned all your musical selections all night.
He wanted me to do the herd for 2 days. There's no way he said that.
No, he did. He did. He said, listen, he goes, you need to bring the music you play on Jason's show to the herd so, you know, play some music there. And that's the one you did.
He actually said, do not do anything Jason asks.
do opposite of what Bart says.
Yes.
Okay. So just so you know, now if Monty tries to call in sick, well, Tyshirt, you're doing updates. So just so you know.
Is Goose alive?
the Goose will not
be
alive.
You know what? It's a multiverse.
Yeah. You know, I actually did an update last week when Steve DeSager was sick.
That is true.
Steve DeSager got sick. I did an update.
What?
Top of the hour. Yeah, I did an update.
When was this?
To say when you were gone working on another show.
It was all about Mets and more Mets.
No, it was not. I did all the scores I could get in.
No kidding.
I did an update.
What day? I wanted to listen to it.
Whatever it was, DeSager wasn't feeling good.
Was it last Thursday?
I think he had food poisoning. I think something was up. And he was gone. He said, I need some time because, you know, he had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so the update came. I said, all right, I'll do it. I used to do updates, so I did the update.
I want to find it.
You'll find it. It sounds professional. It's awesome. I even hit the post on it.
No, you did.
No, it was great.
Wow.
I mean, there was a lot of Mets in the very beginning, but I did get almost all the scores in.
If I had to do an update, I would add Goose at least four times.
Yeah. And in the Major League Baseball today, the Mets lost to the Giants 9-3. Goose is dead. Meanwhile, the Yankees in first place in the AL East. Like kind of how you do it?
Lakers are trying to find a new head coach. Rumors are saying Goose might be the head candidate.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. All right, so tonight we watch the Celtics take care of the Heat. 93-80. They blew them out in the second half. It was a quiet first half from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They were huge in the second half. Jaylen Brown has 25. Jason Tatum is one assist shy of a triple-double. So with a series that's been this unpredictable, with when you think the Heat have no momentum, they win a big game without Jimmy Butler. Okay, no Marcus Smart. Doesn't matter. The Celtics win the next game. You don't think they're going to win. I know it's been difficult, but I will give you this bold prediction, Mike Harmon.
Let's go.
Celtics win game six, and Jason Tatum scores 40.
Look at you.
40 in the closeout for Tatum, and the is Jason Tatum the best player in the playoffs topic starts to take off across the country. Jason, let's now run around and talk about Jason Tatum. The bandwagon Jason Smith's been driving for like 2 years now. That'll be the big thing. Tatum scores 40, Celtics advance.
There's no question you have celebrated his whole catalog. I'm going to look for more of Derek White to be the emotional leader and spark plug this team needs, letting them hang around. But the game is at home. I'm going to predict a blowout. Once again, we got our, quote, close game in this one, even though it was terrible. Tatum and Brown were passengers on the Horford and White bus until the second half, and then they said, all right, let's drive for a while and combine for their 47 points. So looking for that and for the your Jason Tatum love to really hit next level as he goes up against the favorite Warriors in the finals. Because, yes, they are the betting favorites.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike, get swollen dome. Ben Maller's coming up next. This is Fox Sports Radio. 24 and a half hours of Top Gun.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.